Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko hail ka ye ne yo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hoti yel has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo na hasta be kaje hail ka ie Yode askas ebel hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Da zikre go hail ka ie Zistan in el go hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Sote sendo sembel hail ka ie Ayash doklesh hat hat go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Sitz is gar hanal ye go hail ka ie Sitz is bitz ka ho jo go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Hon sa ha kespel hail ka ie Nahat a astopet hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Nas ina yel yel bet hail ka ie Koto si hasem bet hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo Sana re holo go hail ka ie Big e hojo holo go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Nezone go hail ka ie Neo
I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long, still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, well I am a child like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? There's a reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light.
One 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Cary Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Greetings, Jalisco. This is El Ross Smith Bay, and you are tuned in live to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage, Indigenous Society, Part 1. I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information to my people, to the world, so they can know who we are and we can know who we are. This episode is going to be focused upon the matriarch society, the woman's role, her position, her status within society, within an indigenous, autochthonous nation. Now, I have a book here with me that I'm going to read out, and it has some very key pointers and key information that's pertaining to this matriarch society. If you go back in history, or if, even if you look at us today, within our cellular memory, which is going to always produce what we were then, we are now. Okay? If you go back in time and you look at all of the great successful civilizations governed by the woman, okay, matriarch society, all right? Woman creates the law, man enforces the law. There is an exchange of power. There is a balance. Although we are not equal, there is an equilibrium that is created in a union, okay, between the female and the male energy. And now from this book I'm going to read is titled A Spirited Resistance, The North American Indian Struggle for Unity. Okay, and this book is by Gregory Evans Dowd. If you want to look that book up, A Spirited Resistance by Gregory Evans Dowd. And I'm going to go straight to chapter 4, all right? And it's titled, Women and Power, Blood and Crops. And I really love this book because it gives a little insight further into our heritage, into our practices and the ways that we conducted ourselves during the time of colonialism or even pre-contact, okay? And it says, Women in Power is the title. And it starts, if Indian men inhabited a universe divided into a sky world, this world and another world, a universe further subdivided into a series of categories across which one could safely move only with ritually acquired sacred power. So too did Indian women. But Eastern woodland women occupied a different part of that universe. Men acted in the regions of hunting and fighting. Their relationship with other beings was colored by their occupation as killers. Not wanton killers, but life-sustaining killers. Cultivated foodstuff, tended the fire, bore and nursed children, and performed civil functions, healing roles, and other duties. Primarily, they were growers, not simply nurturers, but producers. Their occupations and their menstrual cycles demonstrated their affinities with powerful forces different from those that align them with men. Worldly masculine and feminine forces had to be kept separate much of the time. In one keen manifestation of this separation, women played a very limited role in the hunting of game. Men stayed away from their wives' bed when preparing for a hunt. Indian myths relate the life-giving power of menstrual blood, a power that went to the heart of the distinction between masculine and feminine. In a Creek myth, an old woman stepped over a log and saw a drop of blood in her track. Stooping down, she carefully scraped up the dirt around the blood and carried it home. She hid the blood in an earthen jar. Soon she discovered that the blood clot was growing. In 10 months, it developed into a boy. A boy's spirit he was, the powerful product of a powerful woman's holy discharge held in a ceramic womb shaped by holy hands. A Shawnee myth exposed directly the deep power of menstrual blood in its opposition to male forces. A young woman in her menstrual seclusions discovered a great horned serpent, a malevolent monster from the underworld. Returning to the village, she told her people about it, and the men gathered to plan an attack on the beast. Between her next period, the warriors followed her to her retreat, singing and drumming as they went. They summoned the serpent toward a pair of cross poles that they had laid at the lake's edge. At last, the lake churned, and the serpent surfaced to rest its head on the cross. "You are the one," exclaimed the men. But it was the young woman who struck and killed the beast. This was how the myth concludes. The Shawnees discovered of what power it is when a woman menstruates. The snake, implicitly perhaps a masculine symbol, and explicitly underworldly power whose body parts provided warriors with great war medicine, stood in clear opposition to the power of menstrual blood in the latter triumph. Women's power seated in their menstrual blood identified them with the vital forces of the plant world. A great many Indian stories from across the fertile portions of North America link women with plants, particularly corn. The Cherokee corn woman, Selu, scraped corn at will from her armpits and loins. That corn fell from such bleeding scratches near the tops of her limbs, reinforced the identification of corn with procreative fertility and menstrual blood. Whenever she produced corn, she secluded herself. But one day her sons followed her, discovered her secret, and decided to kill her as a witch. Selu, who was a powerful spirit, read their thoughts and gave them her word that, despite their impending crime against her, she would stay with them in the shape of corn. But they must honor her with ceremonies. In a variant recorded by the Mooney, corn sprouted from the blood which marked the spot where the boy slew Selu. The Creek corn woman's dead body was dragged by her sons around a field from which the first corn later sprang. The identification of fertile forces with women in woodland economy, for women cultivated foodstuffs. The soldier adventurer Henry Timberlake probably overstated the case when he wrote that women alone do all the laborious tasks of agriculture. Man, it appears, help at least to clear and to harvest the fields. Using Swidden-style methods, Adair noted, men will bark the largest timber, cut down the saplings and underwood, and burn them in heaps. Men might also help with the planting. This was especially true among the Creeks. The men rarely go to war, so they have helped the woman plant a sufficient plenty of provisions, contrary to the usual method of warring savages. But between planting and the harvest, women of all eastern peoples work the fields which bear drought, food, blight, war, and dispossession, will provide the people with most of their food. Fields and gardens were not placed for men in the eastern woodlands. The Shawnees taught their adopted captor, O.M. Spencer, that for men to work the soil was disgraceful. Ritual, more fundamentally, assured the fertility of the fields themselves. No field could be successfully cultivated without the ceremonious supplication of the plant spirit's favor. the corn woman, for example, the spiritual mother of the Cherokees and the Creeks, warned them that they must observe the green corn ceremony, for elsewhere they will find no milk. Neglect of the ritual will be punished by famine. Shawnees, too, celebrated the green corn ceremony, as did most eastern woodland peoples. Their spring bread dance was another important agricultural ceremony. Like the Cherokee green corn ceremony, it kept the Shawnees in corn. All right, so that was just, again, an excerpt from a book called A Spirited Resistance, The North American Indian Struggle for Unity by Gregory Evans Dow. So that was some insight into the Eastern Woodland Indians of North America. And into, more specifically, the status and the role and the position and power of the woman, of the matriarch society that is present within the Americas and within every great high civilization on the planet. Going from Egypt, you know what I'm saying, all the way across to the Australians, to America, and to the islands of the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. That matriarch is present. And you know, the evidence is further supported by simply looking at the biology of the woman. Man always begins in the womb as a woman, as a female. And then a few weeks, 6 weeks later, that fetus then forms into a male. Okay? Can also be found within her, again, her cycle, which is governed, which is, when she's eating right and properly, is in sync with nature, and more specifically with the moon. Okay? That lunar cycle. That's why in ancient times, most of the calendars were based off, they were a lunar calendar. You know what I'm saying? They weren't a solar calendar based off the sun, but the moon in her current position to the earth. How many full moons will be in a year? That's how they would base the calendars. That's how they would tell time from the moon. Okay? And you know, we can go real deep again into the biology with the X chromosome and the Y chromosome, where the X determines that gender of being female, in the Y chromosome, male. And if you look at it under a microscope, that X chromosome is over 3.5 times larger than the Y chromosome. So the female is biologically better in every way, okay? She has a larger brain capacity. She has a full range of senses that males may not have, but do not have. Okay? And it's not even, you can't even deny this. This is talking about science and biology and biomechanics. So this is why it's very important to study our history, so that we can know where we belong, okay, what is our mission, right? And also to get back. There's actually 13 full moons within a year. Okay? And 13 is a very powerful sacred number within astrology, within all other ancient world civilizations. Because again, 13 represents that divine feminine energy. Okay? And also to deal with the moon cycle, which is aligned with the female own cycle. You know, how many days is a moon cycle, right? 29 to 30 days, okay? How many days is a woman's cycle? Right? So it's synonymous. The woman is so close to nature that she is in tune with nature. That's why it is called Mother Nature. Includes the end of another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage, Indigenous Society, Part 1. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is L. Ross Smith Bay. I'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. And as always, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. With that being said, Swanifi, thank you.
I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, well I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, yes I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black.